Thank you for that lovely introduction, Laura Lee. I just want to start off by saying thank you to the Missions Awareness Team, Pastor Laura Lee, the leadership team here. It's a privilege to be with you here tonight. And I want to start off by saying thank you for what you are doing for the cause of missions. For all of the missionaries that we represent that you guys are supporting and sending out, we want to say thank you because we as missionaries can't do what we do on the field without your partnership. And not only are you sending missionaries out, but you are equipping missionaries around the world with tools necessary to reach other people for Christ. So thank you so much.
Amen. Well, I want to say thank you too for all that you're doing for us. Well, Spanish is my first language. I would try to say something in English right now. When I start to go to the Bible college in Honduras, they told me, Freddie, before I start, start with something funny. So we will see if this will work. One of the challenges for the missionaries when they go to the field is like they have to learn another language. Well, when I came here to the States, normally in Latin America we laugh of the Americans when they are speaking Spanish. You know? But when I came here to the States, what the opposite? I have to learn English. And when I came and I didn't speak any word in English, my English was just hey, how are you? My name is, where are you from? Coffee and cookie. That was all my English. And you know, I'm starting to hear everybody say, hey guys, how are you guys? How are you doing, guys? Well, I was excited. I'm in the States, I have to learn English. Okay, guys, I got it. Say, guys. And I made some friends just playing basketball. And I wanted to say them, bye guys. This is what I wanted to say. But I didn't say that. I told them, bye guys. Later, I realized that it's a huge difference between guys and gays. Looks like this work. Well, not, but now my wife, she would translate for me because I don't want to say something, some words wrong. So. Bueno, estuvimos trabajando en México.
We've been working in Mexico.
Estuvimos trabajando con niños y jóvenes.
We were working with children and students.
Con problemas de drogadicción, alcoholismo, pandillas.
Students that have problems with drugs, alcohol, they're involved with gangs.
Y buscamos una manera diferente de llevar el evangelio.
And we look for a different type of method to present the gospel.
Porque las formas tradicionales en México no funcionan.
Because traditional methods in Mexico, it doesn't work.
Porque ellos les enseñan que el cristianismo es una secta.
Because they teach that Christianity is a cult.
Entonces, nosotros íbamos a las calles.
So we go into the streets.
Hacíamos presentaciones con payasos, títeres, dramas, cantos.
We do presentations in the streets using clowns and puppets and dances.
Y cuando llegamos y los poníamos en las calles, se acercaban muchas personas.
And when we would set up our stage in the middle of the streets, many people, they would surround us and come to listen.
De todas las edades, niños, jóvenes, adultos.
All different ages, children, youth, adults.
Y cuando terminábamos, muchos se nos acercaban.
And when we finished, many people, they would approach us.
Y nos decían, wow, ustedes son diferentes.
And they would say, wow, you guys are different.
Ustedes no son como creíamos que eran.
You're not what we thought that you were.
En el momento que ustedes estuvieron aquí, pudimos sentir paz en nuestros corazones.
And in the moments that you were here with us, we could feel peace in our hearts.
Yo no sé usted, pero yo tengo un Dios que cada día trae paz a mi corazón.
I don't know about you, but I serve a God that every day He brings peace to my heart.
Y estas personas podían percibir eso.
And these people, they could see that, they could perceive that.
También estuvimos trabajando con los indigentes.
We were also working with homeless people.
Íbamos cada viernes de las 12 de la noche hasta las 2 de la mañana.
And every Friday we would go from the middle of the night until about 2 in the morning.
Y trabajamos junto con la iglesia local.
And we would work together alongside the local church there.
Y usted se preguntará, ¿por qué esa hora?
And you might ask, well, why this hour?
Porque durante el día no nos daban permiso porque es un lugar turístico.
Because during the day they won't give you permission because it's a tourist area.
Entonces íbamos cada viernes de las 12 a 2 de la mañana.
So every Friday we would go from 12 to 2 in the morning.
Le llevábamos comida.
We would bring them food.
Le llevábamos ropa.
We would bring clothing.
A veces los tomábamos a todos y los llevamos a un restaurante de comida buffet.
Sometimes we would take them during the week and take them to like a buffet, a restaurant that they could go to.
Pero sobre todo compartíamos la palabra de Dios.
But over everything, our purpose was to share the word of God with them.
Y hoy en día yo les puedo decir,
and I can tell you that today,
que personas que vivían en la calle,
there are people that were living in the streets,
que comían de la calle,
that were eating from off the streets,
hoy en día tienen su casa,
today they have their house,
y sobre todo están yendo a la iglesia y sirviendo al Señor.
And above everything else, they're serving God in their local churches.
Y también estuvimos trabajando, capacitando a los grupos de las iglesias.
We were also had the opportunity to work doing training within the local churches,
para trabajar con jóvenes y con niños,
teaching people how to work with children and youth.
Y nuestro plan pues era volver a México.
And our desire was to go back to Mexico.
Ya teníamos el plan listo, se lo presentamos a Dios.
You know, we had our plan that we presented to the Lord.
Dios dijo, tengo un plan diferente para ustedes.
You know, and God, he said, you know, I've got a different plan for you guys.
Entonces hace como unos 2 meses y medio, 3 meses más o menos.
So about 2 months ago, more or less.
Dios empezó a movernos para Paraguay.
God began to move in our hearts to move us towards Paraguay.
Entonces ahora vamos a estar trabajando en Paraguay.
Now we're going to be working in Paraguay.
Queremos seguir trabajando con niños y jóvenes.
We will continue to work with children and youth.
Y estamos buscando también si existe la para trabajar en la plantación de iglesias.
And we're also going to be working in the area of planting churches.
Y en algo que está en nuestro siempre está en nuestro corazón con mi esposa.
Something that's always been in our hearts and my wife and I's heart.
Es trabajar en la jungla.
To work within the jungle with the indigenous people groups.
Con los indígenas. Entonces vamos a estar buscando trabajar en esas áreas.
So we're going to be looking to work in these areas.
Entonces por favor si pueden estar orando por nosotros.
So if you can just be praying for us.
Porque quizás podemos ir con todo lo que necesitamos.
You know, we can go with everything that we need.
Hermano Digue dijo que nos falta todavía para el monthly support y que nos falta para el cash.
You know, we were just sharing with Brother Dick that we still lack a little in monthly support in our cash offerings.
Pero podemos ir con todo eso.
But we can go with all of that.
Pero no queremos ir sin sus oraciones.
But we don't want to go without your prayers.
Porque sus oraciones son las que abren las puertas.
Because your prayers are what's going to open up the doors.
Son las que preparan el terreno.
That's going to prepare the hearts of people.
Y son las que da cobertura y protección sobre nosotros.
And that's going to protect our family as we head over to Paraguay. So again, we have some prayer cards on the tables. If you guys will just pray with us and pray for our family. And pray, we're also going to attempt to learn Guarani. The official language is Spanish and Guarani. And we feel like if we're able to learn Guarani, the other official language that they speak over there, that's going to open a lot of doors for us. I was recalling my first term when I knew enough Spanish to get me in trouble. And I was over in Honduras. I don't know how many of you have heard that song, Shackles, Take the Shackles Off My Feet So I Can Dance. But unbeknownst to me, I remember following that song. We use a lot of English songs as icebreakers to kind of get the attention of the people. And I remember them calling me up and saying, well, now our missionary Teresa, she's going to come up and tell us what that song means. And I thought, okay, Lord, I'm going to do my best. Here we go. And there were about 200 or 300 people out there in a street presentation. And I wanted to say all of us have chains, you know, things that hold us back from giving God everything, and some are bigger than others. But the word for chains in Spanish is cadenas, and that's not the word I used. I used the word caderas. So what I said was all of us have hips. Some are bigger than others, and only God can help you get rid of them. And the laughter just spread. And I thought, they did not hear me. And so I began to tell them again, all of us have hips. Some are bigger than others, and only God can help you get rid of them. And this precious woman, she stood up and she said, I receive, Lord, I receive. They make for great stories. But again, please pray for the missionaries as they're learning another language. When I was a little girl, I loved to play hide and seek. And more often than not, I was the one that everybody else chose to be the seeker, the one that had to go find all of the kids. And that was okay with me because I loved the challenge of finding their very best hiding place. And I remember I would start off by counting really slow. 1, 2, 3. And the minute I could hear the little pitter-patter of their feet running as fast and as hard as they could, I'd speed up my counting. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, ready or not, here I come. And I began to look for them, and I would search for them. And I didn't do it haphazardly, but I did it with everything in that little 7-year-old body of mine because I was determined I was going to find their very best hiding place. It didn't matter if it took me all day until my grandma called me home for dinner. I was going to find them. And friends, if Jesus were here tonight with us playing hide and seek, I believe he too would be the seeker because that is his very heart. The key verse in Luke 19:10 says that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And we have an incredible opportunity as we head to Paraguay to go and serve Jesus over there. Amen. And again, just ask that you guys would continue to do what you're doing right here where you're at, as you equip us and help us and empower us so that we can minister to the people over in Paraguay.
Amen. Mi esposa estaba hablando de que Dios está buscando.
My wife was talking about how God, he's searching for people.
Yo creo que todos los que estamos aquí hemos escuchado alguna vez.
I believe that every one of us maybe here have heard one time or another.
Que misiones es el corazón de Dios.
That missions is the heart of God.
Yo quiero ilustrarlo con una historia por qué decimos que misiones es el corazón de Dios.
And I want to share through a story why do we believe that missions is the heart of God.
Guadalajara, por ejemplo, había el pastor Juventino.
There's a pastor in Guadalajara, Pastor Juventino.
Él sintió el llamado para ir a predicar a un pueblito, Juanacatlán del Río.
He felt the call of God to go in the outskirts of Guadalajara and preach in Juanacatlán, the river of Juanacatlán.
Para que se hagan una idea, Guadalajara, que es la ciudad.
To give you a little bit of an idea, Guadalajara, it's the city.
Y es la segunda ciudad más importante de México.
It's the second most important city in Mexico.
No hubo una sola reunión.
And there wasn't one church service.
A la cual las personas no arrojaran piedras a la iglesia.
That we attended that the people didn't throw rocks during our service.
Estamos hablando de la ciudad.
We're talking about the city.
Y este pastor sintió el llamado para ir a este pequeño pueblo.
And this pastor, he was feeling the call of God to go into a little town.
Y en estos pueblos las personas son bien arraigadas.
And in these little towns, people, they really hold tightly to their religion.
Pues este pastor fue y empezó a predicar.
But this pastor, he went and began to preach the word of God.
Una noche el sacerdote motinó a todas las personas del pueblo.
And one evening, the local priest there in the area, he motivated and stirred up the people in that area.
Para que fueran y le prendieran fuego a la casa donde él estaba viviendo, con su familia adentro.
To go and set on fire the house where he and his family were living with him and his family inside of it.
Y las personas fueron y le prendieron fuego.
And that's exactly what the people did. They went and they set that home on fire.
Pero ellos pudieron salir con bien.
But they were able to get out of the house.
Pero este pastor volvió nuevamente.
But this pastor, he went back again.
Y continuó predicando.
And he kept preaching the word of God.
Y por segunda vez lo agarraron a pedradas hasta que lo dieron por muerto.
But this time around, the local priest stirred up the people once again and they stoned him and they left him for dead.
Cuando decimos que misiones es el corazón de Dios,
when we say that missions is the heart of God,
estamos hablando de los perdidos.
We're talking about the lost.
Y este pastor entendía muy bien eso.
And this pastor, he understood that very well.
Porque eso no lo pudo detener.
Because nothing could keep him from sharing the word of God.
Porque cuando tú entiendes el corazón de Dios,
because when you understand the heart of God,
no hay roca,
there's not a rock,
no hay fuego,
there's not a fire,
no hay nada ni nadie,
there's nothing, there's nobody
que te va a parar,
that's going to keep you
para compartir la palabra de Dios,
from sharing the word of God.
Y este pastor entendía muy bien eso.
And this pastor, he understood that very well.
Y él volvió y continuó predicando.
And he went back and he kept on preaching the word of God.
Quizás muchos de nosotros después de la segunda no hubiéramos vuelto.
Maybe many of us after the first time we wouldn't have gone back.
Pero él volvió.
But he went back.
Hoy en día,
and today,
en Juanacatlán del Río,
in the river of Juanacatlán,
el pastor Juventino tiene una iglesia.
Pastor Juventino, he has a church there.
Personas que fueron a prenderle fuego a la casa donde él vivía.
People who were a part of setting his house on fire where he lived.
Que le arrojaron una piedra.
That threw a rock at him.
Hoy en día están en la casa de Dios adorando
today
al Señor.
They're in the house of God praising the Lord.
Por eso misiones es el corazón de Dios.
That's why missions is the heart of God.
Buscar al perdido.
To look for lost people. You know, not too long ago I was driving in my car and in the middle of the road was a turtle. And I thought to myself, a turtle, because you know how turtles are, you know, they kind of take their time to get across the road. And I have a really good heart. So I didn't want to, you know, squash the turtle in the middle of the road, but that was okay. I thought, well, I'll just go around the turtle. But as I looked in my rearview mirror, I realized there were about five cars behind me. Oh, well, I knew they probably all didn't have good hearts like mine, right? And so honestly, before I could even realize what I was doing, I pulled on the emergency brake, I hopped out of my car, I went and I grabbed this turtle. People were honking at me and yelling at me. And I didn't care because I was going to save this turtle. I grabbed that turtle, I ran across the street, I went and I put it on the side of the road, and I got back in my car. And they were looking at me like many of you. That's crazy! It's a turtle! And maybe you're right, but it illustrates a really great principle. You know, God spoke to me that day and he said, Teresa, There are people in this world just like that turtle.
Amen.
And they're just trying to cross from life, from death to life. They don't have any hope. They don't have a purpose. And they don't have anybody looking out for their best interests. And if you and I don't take the time to make a difference in their lives and to share the love of Christ with Amen. Them, the people that are coming behind them are probably not going to take the time to stop and make a difference in their lives. So we just want to challenge you guys that you would take the time to be a part of what God is doing in the people that He places around you.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking when I was a little girl, I was thinking about Scripture this morning that there are people that we see throughout Scripture that wanted to have an encounter with Jesus. People that prayed to have an encounter with Jesus. And there are other accounts of people in Scripture that we see, they would follow Jesus as He was teaching and preaching because they wanted to have an encounter with Him. But I'm so thankful that there are other cases like the woman at the well, where they weren't searching for Him, they weren't looking for Him, but in such a beautiful way how God can only interrupt our lives because He sees that incredible need that we have for a relationship with Him.
Amen.
You know, I was like that. I wasn't looking for Jesus. I was a bus kid. Now, maybe some of you are thinking, what in the world is a bus kid? Well, let me tell you, a bus kid is basically a local church just like yours, got a burden and a heart to reach out to the people in the surrounding neighborhoods. But I wasn't looking for Jesus, remember, so somebody had to go and get me. And so a bus would come by my house and give me a ride to church every Sunday. And my Sunday school class, I loved it because they would give me orange juice and donuts. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? And I'll be honest, I think I just went back for a while because of the orange juice and the donuts. But let me tell you something. As I was eating those donuts and I was drinking that orange juice, I was hearing the word of God.
Amen.
And little by little, I can't tell you when, but God did something in the heart of that little six-year-old girl. I wasn't one of those little kids that you would have saw and looked at and thought, man, she's got potential. No, I was mismatched and I reeked of cigarettes and came from a broken home and was one of those kids that you thought, oh, good grief, Teresa's at our church. What is she going to do now? But thank God there were people that looked beyond that smelly, mismatched little girl and saw the potential that if God would get into her heart, what He could do through and in her life. Who would have ever thought that God was going to take that little six-year-old girl that smelled like cigarettes and came from a broken home and that He would make a missionary
Amen.
Out of her? And now I have the opportunity to reach other little Teresas over in Latin America. Don't underestimate the influence that you have and the difference that you can make right here in your local church. The people that you come into contact with on a daily basis that Jesus wants to use you to pour into their lives.
Amen. Mi esposa, pues ella es un testimonio de misiones locales.
You know, my wife, she has a testimony of being a part of local missions.
Yo quiero contarles algo de misiones foráneas.
I want to share a story with you about foreign missions.
Pues yo nací, crecí toda mi vida en Honduras.
I was born and raised, spent my whole life in Honduras.
Y había una colonia muy bonita, muy especial.
And there was a beautiful neighborhood, very special.
Y era muy conocida por un refrán.
And it was very well known by a saying.
Y el refrán decía, entre si quiere.
And the saying went something like this, enter if you'd like to.
Y salga si puede.
And leave if you can.
Muy bonita, ¿verdad?
Really nice, right?
Era un lugar donde nadie quería ir.
It was a place where nobody wanted to go.
6 de la tarde no entraba ningún transporte público.
6 o'clock in the evening and you wouldn't see any public transportation entering this neighborhood.
10 de la noche nadie salía de su casa.
10 o'clock at night, nobody leaving their home.
Era un lugar donde las personas expresaban de esta manera.
It was a place where people they expressed themselves in this manner.
Donde decían que maten ese montón de ladrones, escoria de la sociedad, esos que no sirven para nada.
They would say, why don't you go ahead and just kill the trash of society? They don't serve for anything.
Pero había alguien que decía algo diferente.
But there's somebody who said something different.
Había alguien que decían, yo morí por ellos.
Somebody who said, I died for them.
Yo derramé mi sangre por ellos.
I spilled out my blood for them.
Y gracias a Dios que hay personas que han entendido eso.
And thank God there are people that have understood that.
Y fue una pareja de misioneros.
It was a missionary couple.
De las Asambleas de Dios.
The Assemblies of God.
Ellos son del lado de Alabama.
They're from Alabama.
Steve and Tisha Sminger.
Steve and Tisha Sminger.
Pues ellos fueron a ese lugar.
They went to this neighborhood.
¿Usted se puede imaginar una pareja de americanos?
Can you imagine a couple, an American couple?
En una colonia como estas.
In the type of neighborhood that I just described to you.
Ellos eran blanquitos, son blanquitos, pero rubios,
white
as white
could be, with blonde hair, blue eyes.
Donde solo hay trigueños.
Where there's only dark-skinned people.
Pues nadie se dio cuenta que eran americanos,
¿verdad? Of course,
¿verdad?
Nobody knew that they were Americans, right?
Pero sabe, ellos empezaron a predicar la palabra de
But
Dios.
But they began to preach the word of God.
Y empezaron a suceder los milagros más grandes.
Wow, and the most amazing miracles began to take place.
No era que muertos eran levantados o enfermos sanados.
It wasn't that people were being raised from the dead or even being healed physically.
Era que las personas empezaron a entregar su vida al Señor.
It was that people began to give their hearts to Jesus Christ.
Las personas que tú mirabas con una botella de alcohol en la mano.
People that you would see with a bottle of alcohol in their hand.
De repente empezaron a caminar con la Biblia en la mano.
All of a sudden you began to see them walking around with a Bible in their hands.
Personas que tú mirabas en una esquina fumando marihuana, absorbiendo resistol.
People that you would see in the street corner sniffing glue and smoking marijuana.
Estaban en la iglesia con sus manos levantadas adorando al Señor.
You would see them in the church with their hands raised worshiping the Lord.
Y empezaron los cultos así en una escuela al aire libre.
And they began church services in an open school courtyard.
Solo compraron 4 lonas azules de esas que venden en Walmart.
They bought 4 blue tarps that you buy in Walmart.
Las costuraron.
Sewed them together.
Las amarraron de unos árboles.
Tied them to the trees.
Y ahí empezaron los cultos.
And that's where the church services began.
Cuando ahí hacía calor, hermanos, era triste.
And when it was cold, oh, let me tell you, friends, it was sad.
¿Cuando hacía calor o frío?
Oh, frío, calor. Oh, oh, when it was hot, it was sad. He knows enough English now when I don't translate right.
Es que ella predicaba otro mensaje antes.
She likes to preach her own sermon.
Pues, bueno, digamos, uno de latino, pues ya está quemado, ¿verdad?
You know, as a Latin, you know, we're more or less a little bit darker.
Pero los pobres misioneros blanquitos
oh,
en el puro sol.
Oh, but those poor white missionaries in the hot sun.
Salían rojos como camarones.
They left as red as lobsters.
Y cuando hacía frío, eso era más triste.
Ah, and when it was cold, that was even sadder.
Y todo es de tierra, casi todo en América Latina.
You know, in Latin America, everything's all dirt grounds.
Y con mucho viento.
With a lot of wind.
A veces ibas muy alegre a saludar, hermano, con una sonrisa. Y, hermano, Dios le bendiga.
You know, and many times you'd go to greet your brother or your sister. Oh, God bless you.
Y en medio de los dientes ya llevabas una piedrita.
And you'd have a few rocks in the middle of your teeth from all the dirt blowing around.
Y cuando llovía, pues solo eran lonas azules.
And remember, when it would rain, it was just thin little blue tarps.
El agua se empozaba.
So the water, it would back down.
Habían los goteros, uno tenía que sentarse de lado.
There were holes now within the tarps, and so you had to kind of bend back and forth.
Y ahí hacían los cultos.
And that's where the church services took place.
Así es como empiezan la mayoría de los misioneros.
That's how the majority of missionaries begin, friends.
Y me acuerdo que en la parte de atrás había un escenario pequeño.
And I remember in the back there was like a platform in the back.
Y se empezaron a sentar como 15 jóvenes.
And about 15 young people began to sit back there.
Y uno por uno empezó a entregar su vida al Señor.
And one by one they began to give their hearts to the Lord.
Al final solamente quedó uno.
And when all was said and done, there was just one left back there.
Su nombre es Alexander.
And his name is Alexander.
Pasó un año y él llegaba y se sentaba en el mismo lugar.
One year came and went, and there was Alexander sitting in the same place back there.
Y él conocía de dónde sus amigos habían venido.
And he had seen and he knew where his friends had come from.
Y los veía diferente en la iglesia.
And he saw them different in the church.
Y que le hablaban que Dios te ama y
and
todo.
And they would
eso.
Talk to him about how God loves you.
Pues un día dijo, bueno, voy a pasar al frente a ver si es cierto lo que
so
me dice.
So one day he decided he was going to go up front and see if there was anything to this.
Y pasó al frente.
And he went up front.
Para esa semana había llegado un grupo de los estados a
This
ministrar.
This particular week there was a group from the U.S. that had come to minister.
Y cuando los grupos, hermanos, van a América Latina, ellos llevan cosas buenas.
And when the groups come for missions trips from the United States, they bring good things, friends.
Entonces, tenga eso en mente,
so
luego lo conectamos.
So keep that in mind and we'll connect that together.
Pues, pasó al frente.
So we went up front.
Vino alguien, oró por él.
Somebody came and prayed for him.
Y él dijo, pues, sí, me siento bien.
And he thought, well, I felt okay.
No sentí nada especial.
Nothing special.
Y vino alguien y le dijo, ¿quieres sentir la presencia del Espíritu Santo?
Then somebody approached him and said, do you want to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit?
No estaba muy familiarizado con eso.
He didn't really know what that was.
Pero sí sabía que había un grupo de los Estados.
But he knew that there was a group from the United States.
Y que llevan cosas buenas cosas a América Latina.
And they bring good things to Latin America.
Él pensó que era un regalo.
So he thought it was a gift.
Entonces, okay, tráigamelo.
So he said, okay, bring it to me.
Y van y le han buscado al americano así el más grande.
So they went and found the biggest North American they could find.
Y así el más fornido.
And the most well-formed.
Y cuando se lo traen y se lo ponen al frente.
And then when they brought him and set him stood him before.
Y lo queda viendo así para arriba.
He was looking up. Oh.
Y dice, ay, no, ya no lo quiero.
I don't think I want what you've got.
Y vino y le puso la mano sobre su cabeza.
He went and he put his hand on his head.
Y empezó a orar.
And he began to pray.
En inglés.
In English.
Pero cuando empezó a orar, él empezó a sentir algo húmedo sobre sus mejillas.
But when he began to pray for him, he began to feel something wet on his cheeks.
Y se preguntó, ¿por qué estoy llorando?
And he began to question and ask himself, why am I crying?
Yo quiero que entiendan algo.
I want you to understand something.
Cuando tú creces en un lugar como estos, tú no lloras.
When you grow up in a neighborhood like this, you don't cry.
Es un lugar donde matan entre 3 y 4 personas por semana.
It's a place where they kill 3 to 4 people on a weekly basis.
Donde tú siempre caminas armado
para
defenderte.
Where you always walk and are armed and ready to fight.
Porque si no peleas, pierdes respeto.
Because if you're not ready to fight, you're going to lose respect.
Y si pierdes respeto, significa que te van a robar y te van a golpear a cada momento.
And if you lose respect, that means they're going to be harassing you and robbing you at whatever moment.
Entonces, llorar no existe para el varón.
So you don't cry as a male, as a young man.
Y dijo, ¿por qué estoy llorando?
And he began to ask himself, why am I crying?
Y de repente él empezó a sentir algo que empezó desde la coronilla de su cabeza
he
y empezó a descender.
He began to feel something from the top of his head.
Y a medida que iba bajando, él empezó a llorar y llorar y llorar.
And as he began to feel this presence going down, he began to cry and cry and cry.
Y solamente pudo hacer una cosa.
And all he could do was one thing.
Fue caer de rodillas.
Fall to his knees.
Ahí estuvo llorando como por 40 minutos.
And there he was crying for about 40 minutes or so.
Pues él sintió que fueron como 2 minutos.
For him, he felt like it was 2 minutes.
Cuando se levantó, se dio cuenta que solo estaba él y una persona arreglando las sillas.
And when he got up, he realized there was nobody else there except for the guy that was folding up all the folding chairs.
Pero cuando se levantó, se dio cuenta que nació con un plan y un propósito.
But when he got up, he realized that he was born with a purpose and a plan.
Que no nació por producto de la casualidad.
It wasn't just a coincidence that he had been born.
Y para no hacerle la historia muy larga.
And to not draw out the story any longer.
Hoy en día Alexander le sigue sirviendo al Señor.
Today Alexander is still serving Jesus.
Y tú lo tienes al frente.
And you have him standing in front of you tonight.
Mi nombre es Freddy Alexander Vázquez.
My name is Freddy Alexander Vázquez.
Esto es algo que siempre me duele mucho compartir.
This is something that really it hurts to share.
La mayoría de los amigos que yo crecí estamos en 3 lugares.
The majority of my friends that I grew up with were in one of 3 places.
La mayoría en el cementerio.
The majority in the cemetery.
No pasaron de los 20 años.
They didn't live to be past 20 years old.
El otro grupo grande están en las cárceles.
The other large group is in jail.
Y los que quedamos en la iglesia.
And those of us that are left are serving Jesus in church.
Lo más probable es estos misioneros no hubieran llegado a este lugar.
It's more probable that if these missionaries hadn't gone to my neighborhood.
Yo y otros amigos hubiéramos terminado en el cementerio o en la cárcel.
That I would have ended up in one of the 2 other places, in the cemetery or in jail.
Por eso misiones es tan importante.
For that reason, missions is important.
Yo solamente soy un ejemplo.
I'm just one example.
De los miles de personas.
Of the thousands of people.
Que se están alcanzando por medio de misiones.
That you guys are winning to the Lord through missions.
Y de una manera yo soy parte de esta iglesia.
And in one way or another, I'm a part of this church.
Porque ustedes mandaron a Teresa como misionera soltera.
Because you guys sent Teresa as a single missionary.
E invirtieron en mí.
You invested in my life.
Pero por eso, hermanos, misiones es tan importante.
But for this reason, missions is really important.
Yo solamente soy uno.
I'm just one example.
Y gracias.
Thank you so much. God bless you.